The Broadway rock musical A Night with Janis Joplin is coming to the Aronoff Center Wednesday, April 13th at 7:30 p.m. Here to tell us about this exciting production, which is part of the Aronoff's 20th anniversary season, is Van Ackerman, Director of Marketing and Public Relations at Cincinnati Arts Association. Welcome back to Around Cincinnati,
Van. Thanks, Lee. It's always great to be here.
Let's start with a little history of Janis Joplin and the times.
As we know, she kind of hit it big in 67 and really didn't start out to necessarily be a singer. I believe she dropped out of high school, moved to California, then actually moved back to Texas for a while, and then moved back to California to play with her famous band. And then it all took off, especially with her gigs at the Monterey Jazz Festival and Woodstock and those things that we remember. And then eventually went out on her own and had an amazing career, a very short-lived career. And it was really a three-year period we had her here, which is really sad because she was such an extraordinary talent in so many ways. And if you follow, I think, that short-lived career, you could see how amazing she was at not just rock and roll, but also jazz and gospel and pop. She kind of covered it all. So I would love to have seen what she would have done if she had lived beyond 1970, which is when she died.
But I'm interested to hear about the singer who is Janis Joplin in this production.
Yeah, the show has actually had as interesting of a history as Janis did. It started out doing regional theaters, and then a producer in Broadway saw it and said, this is an amazing show, and picked it up, and they took it to Broadway. And Mary Bridget Davies, who plays Janis, has been with the show pretty much from its inception. And once it hit Broadway, it just exploded, because she is just remarkable. I saw the show about 3 or 4 weeks ago in Dayton. I wasn't leery going in because I'd heard so much about it, but I wanted to see it for myself. And I was absolutely stunned and blown away because she somehow channels Janis, not just the voice, which is so hard to get right, but the actual persona and the look. And because this isn't just a concert, this is a Broadway show, although I think it is about three parts concert to one part theater, because you have that layer of theater underneath it, you really don't just get to see Janis singing, but you get to learn about who she is and her life and her history and her past. But especially in this show, you learn about the musical influences and her love of blues and gospel and jazz. And those are actually a part of this show. They're played by an amazing group of four African-American actresses, singers, and they play Aretha Franklin, Odetta, Nina Simone, Bessie Smith. There's a character called the blues singer who's throughout. It also gives Mary time to go off stage and rest a little bit. And they are as equally as good as Mary is. Mary got a Tony nomination for the show on Broadway. And I really loved and appreciated that about the show, because I didn't just walk away knowing that I was at a Janis Joplin concert, which it really did feel like. But I also felt like I got to know Janis Joplin, the woman. And the premise of this show, it's her final concert. It's all fictional. It really wasn't. And as she's talking about the influences and her love of blues, these women begin to interact with the concert and her. And they become her backup singers for many of the numbers also. So it's an extraordinary theatrical concert experience that you really won't find elsewhere. And it works really, really well.
Is there a band on stage?
There's an incredible band on stage, a 7-piece band, and they back her up really well. They interact with her sometimes. And it's funny, I'm glad you asked that question, because as I was sitting there looking at the show as a show, I'm going, this band is also a character in this, and they're equally as good as every other talent on that stage. And I bet they represent the band that she worked with, as she had a few that she worked with in her short career. So musically, the show's stunning and note for note perfect. There's a lot of theatricalized concerts playing out there, like Rain, the Beatles concert, which is incredible. And what really makes these wonderful is that even the Beatles had such a short-lived career, many of us never got to see them live. So here's an opportunity to actually be at a live Janis Joplin concert, even though it's not Janis because she's left us, but that is probably as close to what really was as you would have seen, which is really extraordinary. We don't get that chance very often.
Is there choreography?
There's dancing, there's concert choreography. So, of course, the Joplinaires, as they're called, the backup singers, have some choreography. Janis's choreography was pretty free form. It was just her kind of spirit and energy just overflowing. And we've all seen Janis in clips and video. And she really does capture the physicality of Janis, too, and what she did on those concert stages. She's all over the place. I don't know how this actress does it night after night after night. And the show's mostly doing one-nighters across the country, so it goes to a city stop, then goes somewhere else. But I just talked to one of the people in the show today, and they said, you know, she's doing morning interviews, and she's holding up really, really well, and she loves what she's doing. She's also from Cleveland, by the way, so she's an Ohio girl. So she was born and raised in Cleveland and actually worked with some bands up there. And Janice's old band, what's the name of that band, Lee?
Big Brother and the Holding Company.
So she has played with them. They actually are still touring, and they actually picked her up at one point. And she's done Janice for a long time. So,
what about the set and costumes?
Once again, a full Broadway show with those production values, so there is a set. The set looks like a club, kind of, with the band behind her. There's a raised level with sort of a runway on it, which a lot of her influences appear on. For example, when they do Summertime, an actress comes out as if she's doing the show in the opera with a fan, and that transitions into Janice's interpretation, her cover of that song, which, of course, is so true, but yet so her and so different. And many people know that song, not from the opera, but from Janis Joplin. And that happens a lot in the show. So Bessie Smith will come out or Aretha will come out and do the song they created. And then that transitions into Janis covering it. So it gives you an appreciation of what she did with this classic music to make it her own and the amazing talent and style she had as a performer. It's also not a show for young kids because there's a lot of language in the show because, as we know, Janice was free and so was her vocabulary. But I guarantee you, if you come and see this show, you will be blown away and you will have an amazing evening with Janice Joplin.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be an exciting and a trip back into the 60s.
It sure. And you probably will see people dressed up in 60s attire, too, because people love to dress in that. And you'll see some Janis Joplins walking around or Janis Joplins wannabes.
I'd like to thank tonight's guest, Van Ackerman, Director of Marketing and Public Relations at Cincinnati Arts Association. Thanks for coming in tonight.
Hey, thanks, Lee. It was fun.
A Night with Janis Joplin will be presented at the Aronoff on Wednesday, April 13th at 7:30 p.m. You can find a link at our website, wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Lee Hay. You're gonna spread your wings. Child of day, take to the sky. Nothing's going to harm you now. Na 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 na